John Morgan, Executive Director. Yeah, we're here at the Sport Wales National Centre today, where we've got the IZB Wheelchair Basketball Schools Finals going on, and it's a wonderful day for us because we are announcing that Arriva Trains Wales are going to continue as our official community partner through until the end of March 2018. And of course that builds on the previous agreement we've had with them, which has gone through 2015, so we're absolutely delighted.
What a successful partnership it's been. I mean, just looking at the stats shows you that it's been a match made in heaven so far.
Yeah, I think we've had a momentum that we've built upon since 2012, and we've seen the figures all going in the right direction. I think what Arriva Trains Wales do is they're able to bring that level of profile. They're able to extend our messages into their own unique communities. I mean, they have many, many hundreds of thousands of users a year. And, you know, so much of our work at the moment is around inclusion and driving forward the principles and the messaging around inclusive sport. So, you know, what we're able to achieve with Arriva Trains Wales is to get to a new community. They have many hundreds of thousands of travellers who day in, day out use their services. And, you know, that's a powerful environment for us to be able to, you know, constantly deliver on the message of inclusive sport. Many of those travellers that use Arriva Trains Wales, they'll be sports people themselves. They'll be involved with sports clubs. They'll have kids who do sports. Some of them may have disabilities. Some of them may not. But, you know, we're able to use the power of their brand, the power of their social media networks, to drive our messages in new directions. And you know, that's what we need to do in sport. If we're going to continually increase our targets and our numbers, we need to work with new sector, new areas of the community, new businesses, and we need to drive our sector into places that we haven't been previously.
And with the success of this partnership, you just look at events like today, for example. Events like today could not happen without Arriva's backing, and there's many children in there who wouldn't be representing their schools or their regions or potentially their country in events like this without the backing of Arriva Trains Wales.
No, and that's what Arriva Trains Wales have also given us, is additional resource, which is very, very welcome. Schools have come from all over Wales today. There'll be costs associated with those schools, and Arriva have been superb in ensuring that we've got some additional budget lines that we can, you know, take events from being good to great. And when we deliver great events, we know that we can inspire people of all ages, and that's what's going to keep coming back, keep them coming back to sport. So yeah, I mean, it's about the resource of Arriva, it's about the networking of Arriva, and it's about the brand of Arriva and the credibility that their investment brings to disability sport in Wales.
And just looking at some of the increased stats, there's over 1.1 million sports opportunities being delivered now annually. It's not just participation that is up. Crucially, there is an increase in coaching as well. It's not just disabled athletes that are getting involved, but whole communities are coming together to create these clubs and to coach these young stars.
Yeah, and that's what's really important. Without a workforce that's out there day in, day out delivering on our behalf, then obviously we're not going to be able to create opportunities. I think perhaps of all the stats we've seen this year, I think a 23% increase in the number of coaches who are now actively involved in delivering inclusive sport is probably the best result we could have hoped for, because that is what's going to give us increased capacity, that's increasing our skills base, our knowledge base, and that really is what's going to drive inclusion. You know, inclusion is about changing people's attitudes to sport, it's about changing their philosophies, and ultimately it's about changing the culture of sport. So, you know, you have to start somewhere, and starting with the workforce is probably critical.